Win98.5, it's a Tuesday night. That means it's time for Homegrown. Cody Mack hanging out with you and shotguns and violins in the studio. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Cody?
Hey, what's happening, Cody?
Where's the violins at?
You know what? We left them in the truck along with the shotguns. So.
Well, I'm glad you left the shotgun in the truck. I appreciate that.
Safer for everybody.
I do appreciate that. I was telling everybody that y'all were coming in here, and they're like, wait a second, that sounds dangerous.
You know, we get that response pretty much anywhere we play, so it's best to leave the shotguns and the violins at home. For things like this.
It is. I can understand that. So y'all have only been together for about, what'd you say, 9 months?
Yeah, about 9 months now.
So what, I mean, why'd y'all put together a band? Just get bored sitting at home or something?
You know, we were in a band together. I heard Ryan singing in my in-ears. I just stopped by his house one day and we were just talking. I said, you got all these guitars and I see a piano. Do you sing and play? That's kind of how it started. You know, everything with this band has been really easy. The name is a song that I wrote about 5 years ago. And I said, check the song out. This is kind of what I want to do, what direction I would like to go in, see if you want to go in that direction. And Ryan was like, that would be a cool band name. Done.
Hey, there you go.
So everything's been real easy.
I would have to agree 100%. Yeah, okay. It's been nice. I wasn't playing guitar in the last band. I was on a drum set. So I was back there kind of in my own little world, singing some backup harmonies here and there. And I could see Mark kind of turn around going, who's doing that? Who's singing that? And he came over and said, you know what? It would be cool to actually be able to play some of these guitars that are just decoration on a wall. So we fired it up and man, it's been good ever since.
Yeah. Fun duo.
And y'all been doing this for 9 months now. You got the full band, just both of you up there with acoustic?
No, it's full band. Yeah, we got asked that a lot last year at the Michigan Fair and Events Convention. And no, we do have a full band, and we do have fiddle and pedal steel that we can pull in for certain gigs as well.
I love that pedal steel, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing like the kind of steel guitar.
Yeah. You cannot duplicate that. Nothing like it.
Well, see, and that's the thing. The pedal steel and the keys, you know, that's timeless country sound. You can put that on any album, whether you have it live on stage or not. You know the song, and it's going to be able to fit on just about anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. I mean, it makes country country. You know, like you said, Cody, today's country, they're kind of getting rid of a lot of that stuff. There's a lot more electronic stuff. It's a mashup between genres now almost.
Yep.
And, you know, I think we, you know, our writing style kind of reflects that to a point, as you'll hear here tonight. And, you know, but we also have that kind of old school feeling with the, where we pulled in the keys and the pedal steel, and you'll see
violin
that there
as well. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your writing style. I mean, is it something that one of you have an idea and you have to bounce off another, or are you driving down the road, pulling up the recorder on your phone? What's going on?
you know what, man? I got to say, technology nowadays is wonderful. Mark will come up with some type of riff just off the cuff. I mean, Tuesday at 2:30 in the afternoon, I'll get a text message with a little audio sample. Hey, check this out. What do you think? Oh, that's really cool. And then we'll start spitfiring lyrics back and forth via text. And we kind of just, you know, almost write most of the song over iMessage or whatever you want to call it, text message.
Yeah,
and, you know, when we get together, we kind of put our fine touches on it, bring it to the band.
Send it to the band.
Give them, give them the opportunity to have their, inputs on a song, because we do appreciate their input. And that's kind of how it goes. So it's, a lot of our songs that we've written are written on experiences, you know, as most country music or most any type of music is written on. You know, so we have a little bit of that. And then we have a little bit of, just kind of
stories.
Yeah. We wrote it because it sounded cool. So,
yeah, I think they're stories. And I mean, even as I've been writing for a very long time, and this EP, Double Out Buck, is totally out of, you know, my element. You know, seven months ago or so, when these ideas started to come, you know, we sat down and said, you know, who do we want to be? You know, we don't want to sell ourselves short. We don't want to play music we don't believe in. So let's stay true to who we are and tell stories. You know, where I agree with you, where I think even in country music, you know, the story is what pulls people in.
It is.
You know, just as well as the beat of the music, there's a story to be told too. So that's kind of where I'm at as far as how I perceive them. It's cool being a duo because we have, two entirely different people, and these songs just came together. And there's many more songs. We just wanted to put something out there was a demand for it. So we spent 3 months in the studio in Wyandotte, Michigan at Winding Road and got this EP knocked out. So,
well, let's go ahead and play one off the EP. What are we going to play here?
You know what? We're going to play a song called Stone Cold Hillbilly. So it's kind of self-explanatory just in the name. It's a little bit more of that grungy type, more classic,
pretty
rocky. Yeah, harder type of sound that we're hearing now, you know, more and more on country music stations. It's basically, the name says it all. It's about being a Stone Cold Hillbilly.
All right, shotguns and violins. It's Homegrown on Win98.5. 98.5 shotguns and violins right there for you, and it is Homegrown. So guys, I like the sound of it. I like what you're doing here, and it's like you said, it's unique doing the duo thing. I mean, you're out going around, you're bouncing ideas off each other. You got the band, and you've only been doing it for 9 months. It clicks.
It does. It clicks. It's easy. Yeah, decisions are easy. Writing music is easy. You know, decisions about band members, where to play, what to play, how
logo,
to play, it, all
everything
that stuff.
Was
yeah,
really easy. Yeah.
It's been a great working relationship with a great musician, a great friend.
Well, all right. Well, let's go ahead and hear a song live. What are you going to play for us?
Let's do the other one off the EP. This one's called "Kiss This Cowboy," and like you said earlier, this one, if you go on live and listen to it, you can order it on iTunes, CD Baby, etc. We definitely had to have pedal steel on a song, and I kind of lobbied for this one, so it's on there. This one's called "Kiss This Cowboy."
Shotguns and violins on Homegrown. Win 98.5.
So you think you want to kiss this cowboy? Mama taught you better than that. Well, Say you love to take the back roads. Truck guys just love that. So grab the bar, grab a hold of that sunshine. Take the truck, hell, let's drive all night. To a place where friends meet love. Maybe God's got a plan for us. The sun's on the rise. We're at tonight. Just one kiss away to make this cowboy stay. So kiss this cowboy out on that moonlight grass. Just wanna pause my watch, cover up and just lean back and turn that moon off and kick our boots off. Anyway, I'm all yours tonight if you kiss this cowboy. Dirt roads and your sweet kiss. Life don't get better than this. Well, a guitar, a fire pit, singing George Strait with friends. The water seems just right, and you said tonight. And just this day with you, girl, let's howl at that moon. So kiss this cowboy out on that moonlight grass. Just wanna pause my watch, cover up and just lean back and turn that moon off and kick our boots off. Anyway, I'm all yours tonight if you kiss this cowboy. Water feels just right, you said tonight. And just this day with you, girl, let's howl at that moon and kiss this cowboy out on that moonlight grass. Just wanna pause my watch, cover up and just lean back and turn that moon off and kick our boots off. Anyway, I'm all yours tonight. I said anyway, I'm all yours tonight if you kiss this cowboy. Kiss this cowboy out on that moonlit grass.
Win 98.5, your country homegrown. There you go. Shotguns and violins right there. Guys, sounds great.
Thanks, Cody.
Where can they get some more information about you? Where can they go to get all the details?
Man, everywhere. Shotgunsandviolins.com, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. Just Google search us. Google Play is everything is up and running now. If you're, you know, looking for the music, like I said, where I just mentioned, Facebook, Twitter, just Shotguns and A-N-D. Violins.
No ampersand, just and.
That's it.
There you go.
Spell it out.
All right. Well, cool deal, guys. Thanks for coming by here, and I know we'll be getting you in this area here pretty soon.
That'd be awesome.
Hope so, man.
Thanks for having us.